You are on a quest for authentic power. You cannot give up this quest. Your only choice is whether you wish to have the quest consciously or unconsciously. You can choose, through your responses to life's difficulties, to engage the full power of your soul. This is the conscious path to authentic empowerment. You can choose to continue the quest for external power, which now leads nowhere. Or you can decide to build within yourself authentic power and align yourself with the evolutionary path that our species is now on. This choice determines the experiences that you contribute to the evolution of your soul and to the soul of humankind. You contribute appropriately and perfectly to your evolution and to the evolution of others, no matter what you choose. This is true. Yet why choose to learn unconsciously? Have you gained the sense of security and contentment and fulfillment that you seek in this way? What is it you wish to contribute and to experience as our species, and as each of us individually, makes the evolutionary transition from the five-sensory perception of the universe to the multisensory? From evolution through the five-sensory exploration of physical reality to evolution through responsible choice, with the guidance and assistance of non-physical guides and teachers. Are you comfortable with the thought that the universe is alien and dead, and no more than your five senses can detect? How does your heart respond to the thought that the universe is alive and compassionate, and that with it, and with other souls of great power and light, you learn through the process of co-creating the reality that you experience? Look at the probable futures that are unfolding before our world that is built upon the energy of the personality, and the probable futures that would unfold before a world that is built upon the energy of the soul. Which do you choose? Allow yourself to become aware of what you feel. Give yourself permission to choose the most positive behavior in each moment. As you consciously discharge negative energy and set your intentions according to what your heart tells you, as you challenge and release your fears and choose to heal, you align your personality with your soul and move toward becoming a being of the light, fully whole and empowered and inwardly secure. Humbleness, forgiveness, clarity, and love, all the gifts of the Spirit, take root and bloom, and you draw to yourself the universe's greatest gift. Human beings with open hearts. Rather than a soul in a body, become a body in a soul. Reach for your soul. Reach even farther. The impulse of creation and power authentic. The hourglass point between energy and matter. That is the seat of the soul. What does it mean to touch that place? It is exciting to come of age spiritually. We have much to do together. Let us do it in wisdom and love and joy. Let us make this the human experience.